Anthropic accuses Alibaba of siphoning Claude's intelligence. Anthropic has publicly accused Alibaba of illicitly extracting capabilities from its Claude AI model, according to Reuters reporting that immediately became the most discussed story on Hacker News, drawing 466 points and 809 comments. The allegation centers on techniques designed to reverse engineer or distill Claude's outputs in violation of Anthropic's terms of service, effectively siphoning the model's learned behaviors into Alibaba's own systems without authorization. The suspected technique is model distillation, using a powerful teacher model to generate vast quantities of high-quality training data, then training a smaller student model to approximate the teacher's behavior without ever accessing the teacher's underlying weights. The practice is legitimate when applied to one's own model. It becomes legally and ethically contested when conducted against a commercial model whose terms of service explicitly prohibit using outputs to train competing systems. Proving the allegation is a complex forensic exercise. Anthropic would need to demonstrate behavioral fingerprints, specific quirks, systematic biases, or distinctive reasoning patterns appearing in the suspected model that trace back to Claude. The company's willingness to go public suggests significant internal evidence, though observers on Hacker News remain split on whether such a case can be made to stick. The geopolitical stakes amplify the dispute beyond a standard terms of service matter. Alibaba is deeply embedded in China's technology ecosystem, and Claude is among the frontier Western AI models. If the accusation holds, it would represent industrial-scale capability extraction of the kind U.S. policymakers have warned about for years. For Anthropic, the business stakes are equally acute. Its entire commercial model depends on Claude remaining a differentiated product, and distillation at scale could let competitors approximate that differentiation at a fraction of the original training cost. The dispute may ultimately force courts to answer a question that has not yet been resolved cleanly. What constitutes intellectual property in the context of a language model? Weights are proprietary, training data is proprietary, but whether the emergent style, reasoning patterns, and explanatory structure of a model's outputs are legally protectable remains an open question. Jurisdictional complexity compounds the problem. Any remedy would need to bridge U.S. intellectual property law, Chinese commercial law, and whatever international frameworks actually govern AI model capabilities, a gap that is currently enormous.